what we're really trying to focus on for 2026 and our messaging to folks is really just not so much about a full-on resolution and, you know, no absolutes, but just trying to make progress on things. Like, small changes can make a big difference, and trying to incorporate those changes is more of an overall habit versus, you know, I'm gonna eat fruits and vegetables only every single day, you know, those kinds of things. We're not looking for absolutes there, just to nudge the needle forward a little bit.
Well, and I guess by making the small changes, the hope would be, and you're more likely to be able to keep those instead of setting goals that might be just they're going to be harder to get, and at some point you just give up.
Right. So making small changes, and then once those changes become habits, you can incorporate additional changes and expand on that and just keep moving forward in your goals. You know, we're really looking at overall healthy eating, incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your daily diet, and trying to reduce the sugary beverage intakes, reduce the alcoholic beverage intakes. But that can have a really significant impact on your overall calorie intake per day, which can help with weight loss goals if you have them. It can help with boosting energy and maybe help you get back in the gym a little more frequently if that's something that you're looking to do. So again, just small changes, hoping for big impact.
Well, and when we talk about the small changes and the big impact, a great idea besides eating right is just to be active, not to always to get out and to do some things and move around will help you.
Yeah, just trying to get more steps in every day, be more active, sit less. You know, I primarily work from home these days, and so it's very easy to sit to do the work, but trying to force myself to get up and walk around every hour or so for just a few minutes, go for a walk in the morning. Those kinds of things are really impactful to get more activity built into your day.
Talk about stress and sleep. Sleep is an area that I need a lot of help in.
I do too, Ted. Managing your stress, you know, spending more time with your family and friends, trying to work on some breathing techniques, relaxation techniques can really go a long way. And, you know, having a bedtime routine and sticking to it and trying to get to sleep at the same time every night and, you know, aiming for a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night is key.
Screenings and just regular checkups can also help you not have the surprise or all of a sudden something comes up. It's so important to keep up with regular screenings each year.
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks, especially in the height of the pandemic, a lot of folks were afraid to go to the doctor unless they were actually sick and needed immediate medical attention. And I think we've kind of gotten into that habit of maybe not scheduling those annual physicals or screenings for things that you may be eligible for, like breast and cervical cancer screenings or prostate exams, those kinds of things, depending on your age and gender. You know, getting back in, getting in a habit of scheduling those annual or semi-annual screenings really will help you. If there's something that's going on that isn't right, you're going to catch it earlier if you're at the doctor for those screenings more frequently. And that can really go a long way to helping you recover if you do find yourself ill.
We also, we've been actually, because of the flu being around, have heard a lot more lately about washing your hands and being reminded about the importance of that. And that's a day-to-day thing, and you certainly don't want to get the flu that's going around right now.
Correct. You know, washing your hands and drinking a lot of water are time-honored traditions. They're tried and true ways to help prevent you from becoming sick. Also want to take this time to remind folks that if you are not feeling well, please try to stay home. Don't take it into work or to school and spread that illness to others. It, you know, just all the things that we learned during COVID hold true for the flu. Staying home when you're sick, washing your hands. If you are a little bit under the weather and you do have to go out, wear a mask to help prevent spreading your respiratory illness to other folks. All of those things can really make a huge impact.
Any kind of a conversation with any doctor, everyone without exception talks about just the dangers and the problems with smoking. And smoking just causes so many problems. If you're doing it, you just got to find a way to quit.
Right now, Virginia has some great resources. They are a division through the Virginia Department of Health. We have a lot of their information on our website, but a new year is a great time to make a promise to yourself and set a goal to quit smoking. And all of those resources can be found on the website.
The health district offers a whole lot of programs that can either help you reach these goals or just that you may not be aware of. Health districts can be a great resource.
Right. Some of the ones that we mentioned recently, and I really like to bring attention to at the beginning of the new year, we've got a clinic called Family Planning. And a lot of folks will think that that's just about birth control or preventing a pregnancy. But really, we offer services in that clinic that include preconception counseling. So for individuals or couples who are considering starting a family or getting pregnant, we offer that counseling to help assist with ensuring that they get a good start for a healthy pregnancy. We also have immunization clinics where you can get caught up on all of your regular vaccinations. Our WIC clinic is a great one. It's for women, infants, and children who meet eligibility requirements, but it provides resources and information for a good, strong nutrition base. So, you know, going back to that healthy eating component. Also, STI or sexually transmitted infection screenings available in our health clinics, and just so many more that we can assist with. And we can also, we have some great community health workers who are really excited to work with folks and connect them to other resources in the community that they might be looking for, whether that's food resources or other health information and resources from other community partners.
So basically, I mean, if you're around here, get to know where your Rappahannock Area Health District, you know, where you can go and who you can talk to, and you can get a lot of great information.
Yeah, I would suggest that they start at our website if that is where they're inclined to go. It's vdh.virginia.gov/Rappahannock. We have tons of information on there. All of our clinical services are listed on there, as well as other programs that we provide services and resources for.